Dusk time and quiz answer. Dusk is now at 10 to 9, so that's the time to switch the lights on and draw the curtains. And now for the answer to the last edition's quiz question, when we asked you, at which battle was Richard III killed? Not quite as obtuse as it could have been. It was not that long ago that the national press was full of stories about his remains being discovered under a car park in the town. But where was that? And the answer is the Battle of Bosworth. So congratulations if you knew that. And now for items of information, especially for you listeners. Firstly, a campaign focusing on sight and mental health. Retina UK's two-week fundraising campaign, Through Their Eyes, places a spotlight on the unique challenges parents with inherited sight loss face and the impact this can have on their mental well-being. Through Their Eyes, running between May the 14th and May the 28th, also offers a safe space to share experiences, frustrations, triumphs, without judgment, easing parents' struggles. This innovative approach addresses the significant emotional challenges faced by parents by fostering a sense of community, understanding, and shared strength. Hopefully, the project will lead to better outcomes for both parents and their children. Thanks to Champion Funding, every donation made during these 2 weeks will be doubled at no extra cost to givers. Our second item is a major charity milestone reached thanks to lottery players. Fundraisers at the RNIB charity are celebrating passing a £10 million milestone thanks to players of People's Postcode Lottery. Blind Glenn Flatley has helped the charity thank the players by sharing the story of his sight loss journey and the impact of RNIB's free talking book service on him. People's Postcode Lottery players have raised more than £10 million to support key aspects of RNIB's work since 2018. And our third item, sight loss volunteers sought for research study. Researchers led by Dr. Jazleen Jolly at Anglia Ruskin University are looking for people living with sight loss to take part in a study about how the brain adapts to changes in vision. Participants will complete some computer-based tasks at the centre in Cambridge. Travel expenses can be paid. So if you want more information on this, please email research assistant Natalie Asaf at natalie.asaf@aru.ac.uk. That's Natalie, that's N-A-T-A-L-I-E dot Asaf, which is A, S for sugar, S for sugar, A for apple, F for Freddy, at aru.ac.uk. It's quite a long one, that, so I hope I've done it in a way that you can understand. And a fourth item is, can you help with online survey? Dr. Nicholas Ponticos and the I2 Gene team from the University College London Institute of Ophthalmology and Moorfields Eye Hospital are running an online survey to better understand how their research can help people affected by inherited retinal diseases. The team is developing artificial intelligence to provide rapid, highly accurate diagnoses from retinal scans. And the survey asks about your own experiences of diagnosis and your opinions on the use of AI. If you would like to help, please email tiyi.morris, that's M-O-R-R-I-S, at ucl.ac.uk. That's tiyi.morris. Morris, that's Morris, at ucl.ac.uk. Now I'm going to hand you back to my colleagues for more local news stories.